We are learning the Sicha Vayero Beis Chelik Yud, the second Sicha Vayero. And the Rebbe is coming to discuss a Rashi, the Rashi on Perik Yutches, Pasik Chav Gimel, chapter 18, verse 23. This is in the time when Hashem tells Avram about his plans to destroy Sdoim and Amorah. Says the Pasik Chav Gimel, Vayigash Avram Vayoymar. And Avram approached Hashem, Vayoymar, and he says, Aaf Tispe Tzadikim Rosho. He asked Hashem, Aaf Tispe, will you also destroy Tzadik, the righteous, Im Rosho, with the wicked? So on this pasuk, Meforish Rashi explains, Vayigash Avram, Motzinu Agosha Lemilchomo, Vayigash Yoyov. Rashi writes that when we speak about Avram approaching, so we find the concept of approaching can also be understood in three different explanations. We find the word agosha, approach, lemilchamo, approaching, used in the context of war, and this is vayigash yoyov. It brings from Shmuel Beis, which deal we find that yoyov, who he was the Sar Tzova, the general of David HaMelech, was ready to fight mit Amoin. So it says the pasuk, vayigash Yoyov, that Yoyov together with the rest of the people, Vayigash Yoyov, Ve'o'om Asher Imoy, Lemilchomo Be'arom, to fight Arom, Vayonusu Miponov, and they ran away. So it says that Yoyov is Vayigash, and Vayigash is used in the context clearly Lemilchomo. The second approach, understanding of Vayigash, is Agoshe Lepius. That we find the term of Vayigash in the context of Pius, which means to appease. It says Rashi, Vayigash Elov Yehuda. This is when Yosef approached, when Yehuda approached Yosef, the story with Binyamin in Parshas Vayigash. So it uses the word Vayigash, and it was approaching him to appease Yosef. And then we have the third meaning in the word Vayigash, and this is a goshel tefila, approaching in a manner of approaching Hashem in tefila, in prayer. Vayigash Eliyahu Anovi. So he brings the pasuk of Vayigash Eliyahu Anovi, which is the famous story of Eliyahu in Mount Carmel, brought down in Melachim Aleph, chapter 18. And there, the pasuk says in pasuk Lamed Vav, chapter 8, Yutches, Vayigash Eliyahu Anovi Vayoymar Hashem Eleike Avram Yitzchok VeYisrael Aneini Hashem Aneini. So clearly, the term Vayigash is in the context that Eliyahu Anovi approached Hashem with a special tefillah. At the context of the story of that chapter, the story of Eliyahu Be'ar HaKarmel. So Rashi concludes, Ulechol Eile Nichnas Avram. And here too, Avram Avinu, when it says Vayigash, so Avram approached Hashem in regard to all the three explanations of Vayigash. Ledaber Koshois, Ule Pius, Ule Tfilo. First, to speak harshly. Number two, to appease. Number three, let filo and to pray and to daven. Presumably, would does Rashi take that the Vayigash of Avram was in these three approaches? So the Kavonas from Rashi is Mikivun Shemotzinu Baksuvim Shela Achrize, that we find in three verses later, Can we find these three things? We find Shavrom Avinu Diber Koshes, that Avram spoke harshly. And this is the Pasik in Pasik Chofei, when Avram tells Hashem, Chol Aaf Tispe Tzadikim Rosho. He speaks harshly by saying to Hashem, will you actually destroy the tzaddik, the righteous with the wicked? So that verse represents the agosha, the approach of speaking harshly. The divrei pius, and the approach of pacifying Hashem, is the pasik later in pasik chofei. So I'm sorry, the previous pasik is Aaf Tispe, is the first pasik which is mentioned here in pasik Chof Gimel. But the pasik with Divrei, regarding Divrei Pius is the pasik in pasik Chofei, where it says, Cholilo lecho mi'asois kadovar hazeh, that he tells Hashem, Cholilo lecho, this is not right, this is a desecration to you, people will not perceive you right, that you are behaving in such a manner, as they say in Yiddish, sepastnisht, cholilo lecho. So this is the concept of pius. Kpirush Rashi, chuluni lecho. And the third thing, veispalel, that we know that also Avram approached Hashem with prayer, is later when he says, Ine no oyalti ledaber, I want to speak with you, Hashem. And he says, V'noichi ofer ve'efer, I am just dust and ashes. If it wasn't for you, nothing would have remained of me. And then he continues, Ulai yechserun, that maybe the 50 that he mentioned earlier is not going to have complete 50, there is going to lack 5. Would you still destroy the city? And these terms, these words, inenu oyalti ledaber, represents tefillah. So therefore, based on these three psukim, lochein mefaresh, that's why, presumably Rashi says, the kol ze nichlal b'ma she'omar kro v'igash, that all these three approaches is all included in the term that the pasuk mentions, v'igash Avram, that Avram approached Hashem, and it means he approached Hashem in this triple manner, kimotzinu agosha chulu, because we find the concept of agosha, of approaching Hashem, in these three manners, tefillah, and appeasement, and speaking harshly. This is the Rashi. Before we will continue now with the Rebbe's questions on the Rashi, so we're going to see a few of the orders on this, and the first and this first paragraph. Orin number two is the Rebbe brings the Rashi. When Rashi brings the pasuk Vayigash Avram, and Rashi brings the first Agosha leMilchama, approaching in a way of war, Rashi brings the pasuk Vayigash Yoyov veGoimer. Rashi adds the word veGoimer. So the Rebbe writes, Masha Rashi Moisi veGoimer. Why is it Rashi writing the veGoimer? Usually we don't find that Rashi should be careful to bring a complete pasuk, and if it's not brought complete, to add the word vegoimer. As usually, we have a rule that kopsuke de le pasuk moishe le paskinen. We don't interrupt a pasuk which is written in the Torah. But Rashi, in his perush, in his commentary, does not follow usually that rule. So why is it adding the word vegoimer when it comes to the pasuk vayigash yoyov? So the Rebbe answers. The word vegoimer is added to letaretz ashinu shebeperushoi, to explain the change in Rashi's own explanation. Shematchil, Rashi begins, motzinu agoshe lemilchomo, that we find the term vayigash in the context of war. And that term of war is later not mentioned by Avram. Avram was not going to fight a war. Rather, as Rashi ends up and says that he spoke harshly. So the question is that why does Rashi begin with that with that expression, "Matzino agoshe lemilchama veloike maishu v'pasha seinu," which is not like it's in our parsha, which there was no war, rather, "Ukemaishu mesayim ledaber koshris," that Avram was approaching God to speak harshly. Lochein, Moisev Rashi v'goymel. That's why Rashi, by bringing the pasuk from Yoav, he says that Yoav, v'yigash Yoav, v'goymel. What does the v'goymel tell us? L'rameis al siyum ha-kosuf shom. To allude to what the pasuk ends. The pasuk in Shmuel says that Yoav came, v'yo'om asher imoy le'milchomo. And the v'goymel tells us that Yoav's vayigash, Yoav's approaching, was to fight, to war. Elo shekan oyorag diber koshois. Here in the story of Avram, he only spoke harshly, which is dugmas in a milchama. Just like in a war, you behave harshly. So too, Avram spoke harshly, but to explain. That how does the word Hagoshe relate to war? That is Rashi alluding with the word Vegoimer, etc., which is actually written in the pasuk of Vayigash Yoav. But by us, it's obviously not war. It is rather the speaking harshly, which is similar to war. Another interesting Oref 4, that by Oref 4, the Rebbe brings that Rashi writes, Agosha letfilo, that we find Vayigash Eliyahu Hanovi. So he says in Oref 4, Masher Rashi Moishiv Tevas Hanovi. Why does Rashi have to tell us that Eliyahu was Hanovi? We know that Eliyahu is Hanovi, and Rashi doesn't have to explain us and to specify it. So the Rebbe explains, Uletzayin, Rashi wants to indicate, Shekavonosoi leposik ze. Veloy lemashekosuv lifne ze Vayigash Eliyahu. So basically, in the story of Eliyahu and Har HaKarmel, and the in the same chapter and even before, it talks a number of psukim which uses the word Vayigash Eliyahu, but this is not Vayigash in the context of Tefillah. Rashi brings here the term Vayigash Eliyahu Hanavi. Necessarily to mention, because this is what the pasuk writes in pasuk Lamed Vav, and it says, "Va'iba lois amincho, va'yigash Eliyahu Hanavi," is to mention that he's referring dafke to that particular va'yigash in that pasuk, and not in the previous pasukim, because that's the pasuk which talks about Eliyahu Hanavi approaching Hashem dafke in a manner of tefillah. Looking on the order 6. Inside, he brought that where do we find that Avram approached Hashem mitfilo? So he brought a pasuk ineino oyhalti ledaber. That this is the pasuk that Avram Avinu is referring to Hashem and is asking him. This is in pasuk Chav Zayin, that he says, "I wish to speak with Hashem," and this is where the tefilo begins. So he brings in Oref 6 that there is the Re'om in the Gur Aryeh, Upirush Barazav Lebereishis Rabbe, Pirshe Kolechot Boifen Acher. Others bring Mefarshim that the Tefillah of Avram is referred in other psukim. But the Rebbe learns that in Rashi it means this pasuk necessarily, in a noy halti ledaber. As he continues, Avol Pashtu so inyan. Regarding Pius, the Tzadim Mefarshim learned that Pius, Hashem, is other psukim. But Rashi learns that it begins with the pasuk Cholilo Lecha Me'asres Kadovar Hazeh. This is the pasuk in pasuk Chofei. This is the pasuk which Avram Avinu is using in his approaching Hashem with appeasement. Why is this death pasuk? So he says, because of the pashtus so inyan shel divrei pius, when you talk about appeasing someone, heim diburim hamadgishim mailas vegadlos shel ze shemefaisi. It usually refers to these types of words that you speak about the greatness of the person, and you tell him, as we mentioned before, it's a pastnish. It doesn't behold you that you behave in such a manner. And if that's what the meaning of pius is, therefore, lo zemasim apasik amuva bifnim, the pasik which says, cholilo lecho me'asoyes kadovar hazeh. Chulinu lecho. Cholilo lecho. This is a desecration for you, Hashem. This is not right to people to perceive you in such a way, and therefore, don't do it. So this pasik fits more with the term of appeasement mit pius. In order number 7, when he brings inside that Avraham Avinu davened, and the davening he says began in pasuk chav zayin, ine no oyalti ledaber. So the Rebbe brings the Rebbe mekoyim shebeor hakedavet boifen acher. Again, thus meforshim by bringing other psukim or earlier psukim, which represents the approachment of tefillah. Aval, he says, bepashtus matchilo tfilas Avraham miinei no oyalti kebifnim. Bepashtus, says the Rebbe, where does the tefillah begin? Is the pasuk that it was mentioned inside, and this is pasuk chav zayin, inei no oyalti ledaber, I wish to speak with you, Hashem. This is bepashtus what tefillah is. I want to speak to you. This is the method, the teichen of tefillah, speaking to Hashem. And he adds, "Avaloi meula yesh chamishim." It can't be pasuk chav dalet, as some forshim say. Shari bepashtus ein ze inyan shel tefillah. Reading ula yesh chamishim is not the meaning of tefillah. Kemefurash shom tmiya, ha'af tispa. He's not davening. He says, "Perhaps there are 50 righteous men in the midst of the city." He says, "Will you still destroy it?" He's wondering. He's questioning. And he also concludes in Pasik Chafei, Cholilo lecho, you wouldn't do it. Cholilo lecho, lafet kadovar hazeh. But this is not a tefillah. Inei no oy alti ledaber, Pasik Chav Zayin is more, and bepashtus, in the simple way of its reading, represents the term of tefillah. Ve'oid, another reason why Pasik Chav Zayin is where tefillah starts. Because if you go back, that it means Pasik Chav Daled, Ula Yesh Chamishim, if deals with the tefillah begins, like some Mefarshim say, so the Rebbe writes, Lefi Zeh, Loyevi Rashi, Gimul Ainyonim, Milchoma, Pius, V'tefillah, Kefi HaSeder, Sh'om Rom Avraham Avinu. And Rashi doesn't bring it in the order. Rashi writes that Avraham approached Hashem for three things. Daber koshois, which this is obviously the first pasik, a'af tispe, and then lepius, to apisem, and then letfila. But if the apisement, I'm sorry, if the tfila is in pasik chavdalet, and the apisement is the cholilo lecho in pasik chavei, so Rashi avale lehagdim tfila lepius, with the order of the psukim, then the prayer came before the apisement. So the fact that Rashi writes that there was first pius and then tefillah, this proves again that the tefillah of Avraham begins really on pasuk chav zayin. Vayomer ine no oyalti ledaber. And the appeasement is in pasuk chafei when he says cholilo lecho me'asoyes kadovar hazeh. So this is the order number 7. Now we're going to go back to the inside the sicha where the Rebbe is coming to ask 8 questions on Rashi. Betzorich lovin, Aleph, question number 1, Teva regilo betanach upshuto vayigash. There is a very common word in Tanakh that we find the word vayigash. It's an unusual word. It's a very simple and very common to have the word vayigash. So the question is, lomo bichlal skuka leperush? Why is it necessary to be explained? It's self-understood. That vayigash means he approached. Uberoiva mekoimois, in many places, in most of the places where the word Vaigash is mentioned, Leinimtza Perush Rashi Letevazu. We don't find Rashi to explain something. So why is that? Question number one, why does Rashi feel necessary to explain the word Vayigash here in this parsha? Question number two, Beis. Lomo matig Rashi gam teva safra. If Rashi comes to explain that what Vayigash means, what approach means, why does he have to add the word Avram? If Rashi brings an explanation of a word in the pasuk, usually he brings the word by itself without any additional words. And here, it is the word Avram is also mentioned. The question is why? Gimel, question number three. Mau oisofe ve'achidush besiyum perusha shel Rashi. Rashi concludes, ulechol eile nichnas Avram. That in regard to all these three mentioned above, is where Avram entered. So the question is, why do you have to mention this addition that Avram entered and seemingly practiced all these three approaches? Canal. This is self-understood from the simple reading of the pasuk. As psukim, as the Rebbe brought earlier, the psukim bring out that Avram approached Hashem by speaking harshly, by appeasing him, and by davening to him. So why does Rashi have to conclude this word? Question number four, Dalet. Rashi magdim oichoche de lekol eilu nichnas. What is the proof that this Avram entered and approached in this triple manner? Bizeh shemotzinu agosher lemilchama. Lepius letfila, because we find that the word Vayigash is associated with these three things. Ve'aloi mefurash came back suvim atzmon. These three approaches is actually in the psukim de la'alon al asar. Right here in the same chapter, in the same verses, we have all these different approaches. So ve'abede lehatchil miyad. Rashi should have started right away. Legimul dvorim nichnas Avram. Avram approached Hashem in three ways, ledaber koshes, to speak harshly, ule pius, ule tfilo. Why does he have to bring that we find agosha in all these three ways, and Avram also follow these ways? What's this introduction? Ve'al derech shepirish rashi lekamon pashas vayishlach, v'negia liyakov uvinu. So by Yaakov it says that he prepared himself to meet Esav. So Rashi says, itkin atzmoi leshloisha dvorim. He prepared himself in three ways, ledoiroin, to offer a gift to Esav, letfilo, to daven to Hashem, to save him from Esav, lemilchoma, and to fight him if needed. And you look in the psukim and you see that there is the details about the gift, and there is the specifics about the tfilo, and there is the preparation for war. You don't have to bring me this introduction that we find it somewhere, this concept, and rather because you see it in the psukim itself. So seemingly here is the same. Ve'af itim tzaloimar, shemitzad eize tam, utzra rashi lo yichiyach, deva'igya shayar begimu dvorim elu. And even though, if you would rather say that, for whatever reason, Rashi wants to prove that the term Vayigash, he approached, is a word which belongs whenever we discuss these three things. So Rashi could have bring it at the end. Meaning, if it first say that this is what Avram did, Gimul Dvorim Nichnas Avram, he went into three things. And if you wonder, where do we find these three things associated with Vayigash? Here, this is the psukim which teach us. But why do you start with this introduction as if that without that, I wouldn't know that this is actually what happened over here, that Avram Vayigash approached Hashem in these ways, but it's clearly in the psukim. Hey, question number five. Umidoch, on the other end, sosam Rashi velepiresh, lefarish ulevar. Rashi seemingly doesn't explain where he would have need to explain. V'hainu, lehovim sakum shel achir ze benidin didan, cholil oloch, ineino, ki mishom muchar shavrom nichnas lekolele. Rashi should have bring. In other words, if you find it necessary to specify what happened, and now it's associated with the wood vayigash, so bring those psukim of Cholil Oloch, which shows that he pacified Hashem, Inei Noalti, that he davened to Hashem. If you need to prove it, prove it. Al derech shemotzinu v'perusha v'perush v'pashat v'yishlach anal, shu mefarish, ledoiroin, so a gift, and he brings the pasuk v'taver amin chomi alponov letfila elekeov yavram lemilchama v'yamachan shel pleito. So Rashi does bring the psukim. Here he doesn't bring the psukim which teach that this is the vayigash, and in the other end he does bring a whole introduction that you should know that vayigash is associated with these three terms, with these three concepts. And it's either you don't mention anything. If you mention, bring the psukim. Vov. The sixth question. Kushias asif se chachomim. So chachomim's question is, eich kosav Rashi kan, vayigash elov Yehuda, o yolepius, aloy lekamon bereish pashas, vayigash kosav Rashi, ve'al icharapcho, Mikan atolomet shidiber elof koshois. Since Chachomim asked a simple question, Rashi says that Avram approached God to appease him. And what's the source that Vayigash is associated with appeasement? Vayigash elof Yehuda, the way Yehuda approached Yosef. But Rashi himself writes that when Yosef is being told by Yehuda, al icharapcho, do not be angry, Rashi says that from here you learn out that till this point he did spoke to him in a very harsh manner. So speaking harsh is not the way you appease someone. Punkt verkehrt, it's the opposite. So Rashi, in his opinion, that Yehuda spoke harshly to Yosef. How does he prove from that Vayigash that here was in a discussion in a way of pious, of appeasement? That's not the way he himself explains. Before we move into the next question, so there is an interesting order. Order 10. In Order 10, the Rebbe brings the Sechachomi, Maskele David, they actually, because of this question, I guess, they have a different girsa, a different version in Rashi. They bring the girsa, which is also brought down in the Medresh Bereshis Rabbe, that where do we find the word Vayigash associated with appeasement is a pasuk in the Sefer Yehoshua, where it says, Vayikshu bnei Yehuda el Yehoshua. And this is a pasuk which is in the context that they approached them, and the purpose was to appease them. So then there is no question what happens with Yehuda and Yosef, because there is a different pasuk, a pasuk from Sefer Yehoshua. So that would have been a good teretz. Says the Rebbe about number one, Avol b'tfus rishon sheini v'kol ha'tfusim sheroisi u'berashik savyad uke bifnim. In all the prints, especially in the early prints, in the manuscripts on Rashi, it is written, like Rashi says by us, that the source that Vayigash is associated with appeasement is from that, from Vayigash, Elov Yehuda, Yehuda to Yosef. And therefore our question is still a question, since it wasn't appeasement. V'cheinu ba'agodas bereishi, there's a medrash, who clearly also writes this pasuk from Vayigash Elov Yehuda. And it continues. V'maski le'David iksho. De'ilu kro Vayigash Elov Yehuda, ikena me'osom tfilo u'mulchom agamke, she'diber elof koshes. U'mayishne denakte le'gabi pius. V'maski le'David actually asked a similar question like the Rebbe asked inside, but in a different way. How does Rashi tell us that Vayigash Elov Yehuda means that he spoke to him in a way of pious, of appeasement, if we see clearly that Vayigash Elov Yehuda was also speaking to him harshly. Representing also the term of tefillah and melchama, asking him about Binyamin, ready to fight him. So he actually asked this question. But still, says the Rebbe, "Vagam lefi girsosoi vayikshu bnei Yehuda lo yeturatz madua lo yehivi rashe de matzinu agoshe lemilchome upius v'tfile me'akosu v'akoyden v'egash al v'yuda." So he brings the pasik, which is brought in Medrash, the Maskil David, because of his question, he goes and he says that there's probably a mistake, and we have to use the pasik from Vayikshu bnei Yehuda lo Yeshua, which is Pius. But even according to him, let's say that this is the pasik, Vayikshu bnei Yehuda. Fine, you have a good pasik, frag the Rebbe, but you have a previous pasik, which is mentioned in Chumash, which says Vayigash el of Yehuda. And that Vayigash teaches you that he approached Yehud Yosef for Bilchama, for Pius. So the question becomes this itself. Why, Take, don't you bring this posik? Why don't you bring this posik? Ubifrat, she Yehuda lo yosam milchome mamesh kibi vayigash yoyof. It would be even a much better posik for Milchama than the posik that Rashi brings from vayigash bnei yoyof. Why? Because Yehuda didn't go fight a real war with Yosef. Elo diber koshes, he spoke harshly, which is dugmas inya milchama, bidiyuk bepasha seinu. Then it will fit with our pasha, because in our pasha, it was also, Avraham chas v'sholem was not fighting God, he spoke harshly. And Rashi brought a pasik from vayedaber yoyov, from vayigash yoyov. But Yoyov actually approached war, and war is similar to speaking harshly. Fakert, bring the pasuk Vayigashel of Yehuda. In other words, if you're telling me that Vayigashel of Yehuda is not a pasuk which works for appeasement, and therefore you bring the pasuk Vayigshu bnei Yehuda li Yeshua, in that case, this all gufe kasha, this itself becomes the question. Bring the pasuk Vayigashel of Yehuda, which is a pasuk which indicates clear war, which is a earlier pasuk, maybe in a better pasuk than a pasuk in Sefer Shmuel. It's a pasuk which talks about in Chumash. In number two, it's a pasuk which speaks about Vayigash in the context of speaking harsh. So again, comes back the question, since we are leading to use that pasuk the way it's written in most of the prints of Rashi, then Vayigash El of Yehuda is the pasuk which is Lepius. This was the sixth question the Rebbe asked in the Sicha: how does that fit with what Rashi himself writes in Parshas Vayigash, that he actually spoke harshly to Yosef, and here Rashi seems that he only speaks to Lepius. Zion question number 7, Leidoch Gisa, Mikivun Sherashi Mefarishkan, Shagoshas Yehuda Oiso Lepius, and Rashi does learn that Yehuda approached Yosef to appease him, Madua Loi Pireshkem Bim Koimoi Beresh Pashat Vayigash, Uvai Take, doesn't he say that doesn't Rashi bring Dirin Vayigash that it was an approach to appease him, as he says in Or 11, Bifrat Shedrash Zeh, that he approached them for all these three things, that Yehuda approached Yosef, and also to appease him, Uvo Bebereshis Rabbe, Gamal Apostle of Yehuda. The Medrash actually brings it there. So why does Rashi bring this Medrash? Instead, he only says Diberel of Koshes. So again, Leidor Gisa, Mikivu, Sherashi Mefarish Kan, Shagosh, Yehuda, Oithel, Pius, Madua, Lepirish, Kem, Bim, Koima, Beresh, Pasil, Vayigash, Uvai, in Vayigash, he doesn't explain that Vayigash of Yehuda was to appease Yosef. Ubifradem, Motzino, the Nochis, Lefarish, Shom, Shidibri, Lofkoshes. If Rashi wouldn't explain anything, no. He feels that Vayigash means simply he approached him. But But Rashi does mention that Vayigash means, and later he spoke to them harshly. So if he spoke to them harshly, so at least say that Vayigash means that he, that the Medrash says that he approached them to appease them. So not only doesn't the explanation in Vayigash fit with the way he explains it here in Parshas Vayero, but also the question is that what you explain in Vayero, you should have taken right in Parshas Vayigash, using the Medrash as a source, instead of writing that he spoke to him harshly. Ches, and finally the last question is, Madua Meshane Rashi Meloshen Akosu Vayigash Avram, Vekoisev, and Rashi write, Ulekol Eile Nichnas Avram. Nichnas means he entered. Vayigash means he approached. So Abad Elimeima Ulekol Eile, in all these three main manners, Tfilo, Milchama, Pius, Nigash Avram, is the way Avram approached Hashem. Why does he use the word Nichnas? What does Nichnas mean? So this is questions, the Yukim in Rashi, which obviously something bothered Rashi in the Pasik, which led him to explain it in that manner. And this is what the Rebbe is going to teach us. What did Rashi see to bring this explanation? So he continues his Eiv Beis. Ve'abiyur bekol ze. Lifnei ve'igash Avram, nemar, it is written the Pasuk earlier, ve'avram oidenu oimed lifnei Hashem. If you look one Pasuk earlier, ve'igash Avram is Pasuk Chav Gimel. One Pasuk earlier, Pasuk Chav Beis, it says that the Malachim left, ve'ifnu mishoma anoshim ve'yelchu zdoimo, they went to turn over zdoim, Avram oidenu oimed lifnei Hashem, and Avram was still present before Hashem. As Rashi says, that Hashem was present before Avram because Hashem came to visit them. But either way, Avram and Hashem are standing facing each other. Avram is in the presence of God. So it says, "Avram oidenu oimed." Ari mefurash sheloi zoz Avram im koimoi lifnei Hashem. So clearly says that Avram is already in the presence of Hashem, and he did never left him. If he never left him, so what is Vayigash Avram? Avram approached. Approaching whom? He's right there. Let's see inside. Ulefi zeh, ein lefarish. Vayigash Avram shele'achi zeh, miken al explain. Pasik Chof Gimlu, one Pasik later. And it says that Avram approached Hashem, cannot be explained, Agoshe Kipshuto, cannot be explained in the common way our people always understand the word Agoshe, approach, which is a tokem, imokem lemokoim, which is to change or to relocate from the one place to another place, whether physically or, as he says in Ora 14, not even spiritually. Gam lo b'vuna ruchni. Agosh lifnei Hashem, sharekvar omad Avram lifnei Hashem. He's already standing. So if you are standing and you are positioned before Hashem, so then it's impossible to explain that the pasuk means of a physical relocation from one place to another place. You're ready deal. He's lucky that he's positioning himself previously before Hashem. So then the question is, and this is what bothered Rashi, what is the word Vayigash? Who did he approach? And why did he need to approach? Elo, al kochoch tzarich leimar, shemuvono, that the meaning of Vayigash over here means agoshe v'tenue ruchnis. It doesn't mean physically relocated himself, but it rather means that he positioned himself spiritually and mentally, meaning sheyotzo mimatzev u'maymen nafshi mesuyom v'nichnas lematzov chodosh. That what happened to Avram, he put himself, he left a previous state of mind, and he put himself into a new frame of mind, a new approach. As we're going to see soon, what was the new approach? But the main thing is that here, that Vayigash is not the typical classic interpretation of the word Vayigash, the way we have it or have always in Torah. And this obviously answers question number one, why does Rashi need to explain Vayigash? Because here there's no approaching. He's already there. He's already positioned in before Hashem. That's why Rashi adds, and he says, ולכל אלה נכנס אברהם. היינו אברהם, meaning entered. He entered into a certain frame of mind. נכנס, meaning היינו שואת קודם שאומר את דבריו לפני הקודש ברוך הוא, before he spoke to Hashem, before saying anything, the first thing is ויגש, כבר נכנס אברהם, במצב חודש אברהם entered. Positioned himself into a new state of mind, liyos muchon umezumon, to be prepared and ready, ledaber koshois, ulepiyus uletfilo. Avram is now putting himself and giving himself the so-called the courage to ledaber koshois, to speak harshly, to plead with Hashem, and maybe even to criticize Hashem for planning to destroy his doim and amoiro, and to pacify him, and to daven, to change that decree. So, in order, v'lachin shino miloshin ha-goshe shebekosuv, b'gde lefareish tivo shel ha-goshe zu. And therefore, Rashi doesn't use the word nigash Avram, where this was the question that the Rebbe asked before, you know, in the eighth question. Why does it say nichnas? Why don't say Nigash, Rashi says, because Rashi wants to emphasize that there wasn't an approaching. Nichnas. Nichnas means he entered. He entered, meaning he put himself, he got the courage, he got the right frame of mind that he's going to speak not to Hashem, and approach him in a way of even speaking harshly in order to change the decree against Doim. So Nichnas, he entered into a new place, a place where he wasn't before, wasn't approaching, wasn't Vayigash. It's a new type of Vayigash. It's an approach which is the person changes and so-called moves himself from one type of being and he becomes another type of being, maybe not his so-called personality, as we're going to see later. Avram changed, deviated from his natural approach of being kind and nice, but rather to speak harshly and then to work further in any form in order to convince Hashem of changing the decree against Doim. And that's why Rashi says, Nichnas. And that's why Rashi had to explain what the Vayigash is, because he never left. He was always positioned before God. But now he, Avram, is taking a new direction. So he continues, in Mekivin, She'ikar kavonosoi, the main kavon of Rashi lehadgish, she'lekol eile nichnas Avram. What happened to Avram that he entered? He moved to a new frame, to a new position. Rashi doesn't come to tell us that Avram spoke, brak koshois, upiyus, etfila, the Maikom Ashmalon. This says in the Psukim later. You read the Psukim, you see that this is what Avram does. Rashi tells us that the Pasik Vayigash Avram is only telling us, lechadeish, shemilekatchile nichnas, bekavone, b'matore, shel dibu, b'fanem elu. That he, Avram, now initiated a very conscious approach to speak to God in these triple ways, harshly and pious and tefillah. This is the main chiddush in this pasuk. This is the main thing that Rashi teaches the Vayigash. Therefore, Therefore, Rashi doesn't bring the psukim later, because the proof for that nichnas doesn't come from the psukim. She came when you read the psukim, ein bo emoy choche she nichnas bedeyo ledaba bekol efani meilu kosho ispius v'tfilo. The psukim, by reading the verses, you don't see that Avram so-called changed his approach, took a new approach, entered into a new approach. The psukim are ki imrak mesaprim. They only tell us practically. Veze muvim bepashtus, veinsoy rasha lefarshoy, shekacha diba bepoyel. This is what he spoke. It's what the psukim tell us. But how he spoke, not how he spoke, but what was the introduction, and what did Avram do in preparation to speaking in the way he spoke, this is only lying in the word Vayigash El of Yehuda. And therefore, if you would have read the verses, you wouldn't find it. And therefore, also Rashi, when he explains the Vayigash, and he says that we find this Vayigash in this triple context, in this triple approach, doesn't bring our psukim. Because the psukim is just what he did. And here Rashi doesn't come to tell us what he did. Rashi comes to speak more about the attitude of Avram, of the frame of mind, the courage that Avram is getting ready to speak to God and to plead with God about this decree of Sdoim in the way he did it. Which this obviously answers also the question number 5, why Rashi doesn't bring the psukim, which he asked before. Because that's not the psukim only telling us what he did. In Rashi of is not speaking what he did, but rather about the so-called the personality approach, the mental direction, so to speak, that Avram took in order to speak to Hashem. Then he continues, Seif Gimel, Omnom, Mikivin Shekain, Shein Raye, Meaksuvin Shelefoneinu, Shelekol Eidu Nichnas. Since, as we explain now, that from the Psukim itself, you don't see the idea of Nichnas, that it was Avram's attitude that we are speaking about. In Kaim, Awa Moker Varaye Lepirushese. Then the question comes, where does Taki Rashi take it? Aloy Efshar, it's possible that loy nichnas ledaber elo al oifen echot ledaber koshes. Maybe Itake only entered and he only so-called changed his attitude is regarding the first thing, like it says in the first pasuk of Gimel, vayigash Avram vayomer aftis betzadikim rosho. That was the thing that nichnas. That's what the vayigash is. And actually, Mr. the Mistavri, it makes sense to say that it applies to the first aspect of Vayigash, which is the speaking harshly. This is actually how he began. Aftis petadik im rosho, would you really destroy the righteous and the wicked? As he actually brings in Ora 19, that in the Medrash, there's actually a machlekes and there are deyes, whether lekol eider nichnas Avram for all three or rak leechod miyem. So the question is, especially if you have in the matter of two opinions, how do you know that Rashi meant both? It may be take is what the psukim tell us is vayigash, and vayigash take means nichnas, very nice, but maybe only for the first aspect, which is to speak harshly. Lachein matig Rashi, therefore Rashi also. Kop brings over the words that David vayigash Avram. As he asked before, why is it important to tell us Avram? Why does he mention Avram? And not only that, to mefarish motzinu agoshe v'chul. I knew what Rashi tells us is mikiv v'shatoyro meisifotoy v'seilu. The Torah adds these words she'ein perushom gisho b'mokem lemokoyim, which here, like we explained before, Vayigash does not mean relocating, approaching from one location to another location, because Avraham stood before Hashem. So since the Torah is the word, that he initiated himself to speak in a certain way. If not these words, the word vayigash, b'de'apke, b'loshon zedafke, since he is writing in that term vayigash, moving le'eze oifen nichas adaber. Because since vayigash, we find in other places in Tanakh that it means tefillah, it means pius, it means le'daber koshes. So we know that when it says vayigash, is with these three approaches. Right? Because the old word vayigash means that he entered into speak to a certain attitude. Now, what was the attitude? So you have to find what does the word vayigash refer to when it comes to speak. And this is the three ways that we find later in Tanakh. Ve'lozeh matchil Rashi perusho im motzinu. We find that gosho letfile v'chulu lepiyus v'chulu v'letfile. Aynu shebeksuvim elu, this psukim that Rashi quoted, onu moitzim shatero mishtameshes beloshen vayigash, letayer to describe as gishosoi v'achonas odom, ledaber oilasois, hein divre koshois, hein divre pius, hein divre tfilo. The psukim is not words that just tell you what vayigash is. This is psukim and stories which tells you that a person prepared himself to approach someone in a certain way, whether to speak to him harshly, right? Like Yehuda to Yosef, or Divrei Pius, or Divrei Tfilo. This is words. I'm sorry, Divrei Kosho is Divrei Pius, which is Yehuda to Yosef, or Divrei Tfilo, like Eliyahu Hanavi to Hashem. So this is what we find in this psukim, that the people, those people, changed attitudes. Velochem benidin didan, sheledaber koshois aftis peo inu yoidim gam lule yoisof as veigash Avraham. The Bozari Matri. In our context, in Parshas Vayero, without the word Vayigash Avraham, we knew that Avraham is speaking harshly to Hashem. And then, why does the pasuk say Vayigash Avraham Vayoymar Af Tispe? Al Kochach Tzarich Loymar, the Marbe, the pasuk comes to add, She Nichnas Gam Lehemshech Diburov the Avraham Bepoyel. That not only does the Vayigash apply to the Af Tispe when he spoke harshly, but even to everything else, which the pasuk continues, which is speaking divrei pius, or speaking divrei tefilo, everything was introduced with a vayigash, with Avraham making a so-called conscious decision not to let it go, but I'm going to plead with Hashem in order to change the decree against Doim. And this is what Rashi says, and this is what Rashi has to explain, Motzinu Agosh, that we find that the word Vayigash is associated with these three aspects. This is where you prepare yourself, you get ready to approach someone in a particular manner. And this is what Avraham Avinu did. Continues in Seif Dalet, Al Pize Yevura Efresh Ben Apostik Dekan Vakos Vegash of Yehuda. Vayigash of Yehuda, in Pashat Vayigash, are a Perusha Shel Tevas Vayigash Ubemuvno Apostle. Remember, he asked before, why doesn't Rashi explain Vayigash of Yehuda, that it was, he approached them to pacify him? So he says, Vayigash of Yehuda is a different Vayigash than the Vayigash that we have over here with Avraham Avinu. Because the Vaigash of Yehudo, it's the simple way of Vaigash. What it means what? Netak mimokim elmdoi betzafteim echov. He moved himself, he removed himself from where he stood together with his brothers, which he stood with them till this point. And then he moved, he relocated to another place, which is coming, approaching Yosef, and speaking to them specifically and directly. Speaking into his ear. So the word Vayigash in Parshas Vayigash literally means relocating, changing locations. Right? So it's not, we need to explain that he went to speak to him in a certain manner, because it's not about how he went to speak to him and what he needed to do in order to speak to him in a certain manner. It means simply speaking to him in a way of Vayigash, approaching and speaking to his ear, because he was first with one group and now Yehuda left his group and is approaching Yosef. And this is not the Vayigash over here. The Vayigash in Vayero is a Vayigash in the terms of an approach. So what does Rashi bring from Vayigash of Yehuda? So the Rebbe says, Mashi Rashi mevi kan raya mizeh she'agoshas Yehuda oisa lepius, that Yehuda approached Yosef to appease him, en kavonosoi she'domu ha'adode b'teuchno she'teiv as Vayigash. Rashi doesn't mean that the Vayigash over here in Vayero is similar to the Vayigash by Yehuda, which means Ainu Shegama Goshosa Shel Yehuda in Yonot Nua Nafshis Kimei Vayigash Avrom. No, we don't mean that by Yehuda it was also a kind of spiritual or mental approach that he took in order to meet with Yosef, like it means over here by Avrom speaking to Hashem. Rashi only brings that we see in the Vayigash from Yosef in Yehuda, she'amatoro achasi, that the purpose was one, meaning that the same purpose that we find here appeasing Hashem was by Yehuda going to appease Yosef. That's what Rashi wants to bring. That you find the term of Vayigash in the context of Lepaisoi. There wasn't a Vayigash that he had to change his mind, seemingly. It was a Vayigash of relocating himself. He says, Bechol zois, mosti shapir lo yichiach. He still can prove it, even though it's not the Vayigash we're speaking over here. The Rebbe Pashat, Mi'acha she'enu moitzim loshen Vayigash, b'matore lepius. We find that the loshen, the language Vayigash, is used in the context when he approached someone in order to appease him. So therefore, we can use it here too, Vayigash, that he approached Hashem in order to appease Hashem. It's talking about two different Vayigash. Doesn't matter. K'may nafkimineh ima agosh eiboi fun gashmi eiboi fun achar. In other words, since he's speaking about that Vayigash means approaching, there is a physical approach and there is a spiritual approach. The idea is that you approach means that you're moving from one way to another way. For Yosef and Yehuda, it meant for Yehuda to move physically in order to meet Yosef. Avram and Hashem, Avram didn't move physically because Hashem was right there. It meant moving mentally, moving spiritually. But so Rashi obviously can use the Vayigash of Yosef in order to see and to prove from there that you see the Vayigash, which means in the concept of moving towards or relocating or approaching in the context of pius. And that's what the Vayigash of Yehuda and Yosef teaches us. And he continues, "Belo Yitzchak Rashi lefarish vegas al Yehuda shagoshos ayoisa lepius." Why Taki doesn't Rashi explain it there that that was the reason of his approach? Sharidover ze shagishos ayshul Yehuda el Yosef oisa bekavon lefaisoi. That this concept, the idea, that this is what actually he was looking to appease Yosef. Rashi doesn't have to tell us, but rather muvenu bepashtus mireishis dvorav shel Yehuda. This is actually clear from the way Yehuda began his speech. He's speaking to Yosef. What does he say? Vayoyimer. If you look in Parshas Vayigash, it says Vayigash of Yehuda vayoyimer. Yehuda approached Yosef and he said, "Be Adoni, please, my master." These very two words, "Be Adoni, please," is a language of pious. So Rashi doesn't have to say that he spoke to him words of pious. We know that he spoke to him words of pious. And for us, it's enough to see from this word that Vayigash is associated with the concept of appeasing someone. Mashapirish Rashi shom b'dibramasu b'fnei atzmo in a separate dibramasu, Rashi says, that he spoke to him harshly, Rashi says. So there is two Dibura Masris. First, in Vayigash it starts, Vayigash Elov, Dabur Bozne Adoini. Rashi explained that Yosef asked, you'd ask Yosef, let my words enter your ears. Then a second Dibura Masris, Vayalich HaRapcho, Rashi says that he spoke to him koshois. So the Rebbe explains, but it says later, "Va'alicha rapro," that you learn that shedibur alef koshois, aval loy shemilekatchila nigash bekavon ezu. But not that it means that initially he went over to speak to him in this, with this purpose to speak to him only harshly. No, he went over. Ve'igash means to speak to him peacefully. To appease him. That's why he calls him Adoini, my master. And he says, "Be Adoini, please, my master," which is in obviously to glorify him and to indicate to him that it's pashnish, it's not right for you to behave in such a manner to this young child Binyamin. Shenichnas lepius ledaber koshes. Why doesn't Rashi say Yehuda? He went for both. He went to appease him and to speak harshly. And then he would explain that pius, and everything will be fine. But the Rebbe says that Rashi doesn't do. Why? Ukili koneh bevas achas lepius vele koshes chidushu, to enter simultaneously. Bevasacha, simultaneously, and that should have this such an opposite approach to appease him and to speak harshly. That's a chidush. Betzadich liyos a chocha al ze ukepepashu seinu the isifatero veigash Avraham. To go in with such an attitude that would need a proof in the pasuk, just like in our parsha, when the Torah wants to tell us that Avraham approached God harshly or daven, the Torah adds the word veigash Avraham. Dear to in Vayigash, the Torah would have to add something that if that would have been the way Yehuda entered. Sigh, at the same moment entering, I'm going to be pissed and harsh. That should have been a word in Vayigash telling us. We don't have it, so it could be, and it's possible clearly that he went in only to speak to him in to appease him. And that's what is being used by Rashi as a source by us in Parshas Vayero. The Vayigash of Avraham is also that Avraham went over to appease Hashem in the way he told them that it's chulin, you know, it's desecrating your name by destroying Sdoim and Amora. And this obviously answers all the questions. And explains very nicely what the Vachidush of Vayigash is in Parshas Vayero, what actually happened to Avraham. Avraham changed an attitude completely, And that's why it's necessary to explain what does Vayigash mean, what is the uprushing, and Rashi brings psukim, which all teach us what the special Vayigash means. Before we're going to go to the Yena Shel Teva, let's see Ora 22. In Ora 22, Rebbe brings the Biur Arif Shebeyode 15, which is a Pirush on the Bereshis Rabbe. He brings the Kamrina Bevayigash Yoyov, Ein Shenis Eiru Belev Omitz Lamilchoma. The Vayigash Yoyov doesn't mean that you went to actually fight, but rather that we approach with a also in the context of an attitude that he strengthened his heart to fight. The Isha Korvu Atom Learom Are Oyukva Bineyim. They were ready there. So what does it say? Vayigash? V'chein v'ikshel Yeshua, v'chein v'ikashel Yehu. So actually, that Biur Arif learns that all the v'ikashes were only mentally. But, which is basically going with that approach, which the Rebbe brought inside, legabe Avram and Hashem. But here he explains that it doesn't really fit with the psukim. Mi'emshech ha'kosuv, in the story of Yoyov, it says, Vayigash Yoyov ve'yom asher imo la'melchomo be'arom, ve'lochein v'yenusu miponov. They only ran away because they approached them. Muchach she'aperu shel vayigash romu kepshuto. It doesn't mean that Yoyov, by him it was a change of mind that he decided to become strong in order to get ready to fight it. The fact that it says that how it happened to Yoyov, that Vayigash had followed mitvayonusu, it means shekem kepshutoi, shekirvu atzmam le'arom, velochein vayonusu miponov. Therefore, Arom escaped. Adel v'yeshefarish hakosu vayigash eliyohu, shenigash v'nikra v'liyohu, el Hashem le'ispalit. He went to Hashem. It wasn't just that he had a plan to David. He actually moved forward a few steps physically to approach Hashem and David. Look, still, Rashi still can use the psukim that we find by Igash, like explained earlier, that the psukim only tell you that now that you know that by us, by Avram, the Vayigash means that he had prepared himself in a certain respect, in a certain attitude, to speak to Hashem actually. So the psukim are being brought to teach us that even by Eliyahu Hanavi, and even by Yov, that it says Vayigash, is a Vayigash means in approach, but not that it means that in other words, fakert. It was like a physical move by them, but still, that physical move teaches that Vayigash is associated with doing an act which requires, to daven and to fight. And this is what Avram did. He prepared himself to do that which is represented in the Vayigashes mentioned by Yoyov and by Eliyahu and by Yehuda. Okay, Seife. Man yonim di yen asher teiro bepirush Rashi zu. What is yen asher teiro in Rashi? The Rebbe learns the Roe from the way Avram behaved. Yodua shemidot shel Avram mi Avram oyavi. Avram is considered midas chesed. Avram acted always with love and kindness. Val pisa tomua. Comes the question, eich yetochin shavrom yedabel koshes. How does it come that Avram was a man of chesed and ava should speak harshly, or with Fatla Kodesh Baruch Hu, especially to speak to Hashem harshly? The Yeserem is even more so. The question is, Mikol Gimel Advorim, of these three things mentioned before, Milchama, Pius, Tfila, Hitchil Avram, where does the Torah of Avram begin? B'leda B'kashes. That's where you begin. Speaking actually, you are a man of Chesed. How you do it? Shemin Zemuvin, the after the call, Leila Nichnas Avram. But being that this was the first, because this Iker Agoshoso is main real change of attitude, or Yeleda B'kashes. Right? To speak harshly. And as the Rebbe explains in Ora 24, this is al Pipshat, especially it was after the Gzera and the Malachim already began their journey to Zdoim, and therefore Avram needed to ask the Dabar Koshes. But how does it fit the Midas Avram? So in other words, even though he had to do it, because the Malachim are already going to do their job, and it's already, Zdoim is already in danger, but sof kosof, the question is, should it begin first with tefillah? This comes, the Rebbe explained, what is the real way of Avram's chesed and ava? Zesha Avram midosay midosay ava v'chesed. Loi bo letayer rak estchunas midosay ativis. Doesn't just explain and describe his natural attribute and feel of love. So you noite lechesed mitzad teva shloi, that he was naturally, moving towards chesed. What does it mean? Avram ayavi kim beiker lezeh she'ovad es Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'midas chesed lekayem rotzon Hashem. By Avram chesed was not because he was a natural kind person. Perhaps he was that too. But the idea was that he chose to serve Hashem with necessarily chesed. And as the Rebbe is mitzayin to the Maimon Lemandas, which already explains that preceded by Avram, the chesed was not just only teva, because when he needed to improve someone's life and he needed to serve midaati with of gvura, he did it too, like we see in the story of the guest. He was giving them whatever they needed, but if they didn't recognize and weren't ready to bench, he was behaving to them harshly. Are you a nice person or you're not a nice person? If you're a nice person because of your nature, so then you can't do anything different. But if your niceness and your kindness is because you serve Hashem, so whatever it takes to get to the purpose, starting with chesed. But the chesed is also as a way of serving Hashem only. So since that was his, it was his way, was to suggest the kind words in Hashem. Ubechol zeis, kishebo liyod ha'inyan shel hatzolas nefashes, it comes to save life. Ushekvar nigzaro gzeiro void yoiser, it was already decreed. And even more so, HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvar sholach ha'malochim lehapuch Zdoim, they're already going to turn over Zdoim. Kama shenemar ha'mechas, ani ma'avrom, asher ani yoiser. One of the angels, it was three angels who came to visit Avram, and one of them came l'hafrich his doim. So therefore, in one end, if it's all happening already, and the malachim are already on their way, and the mission started, so in one end, you look at it, you don't now go and speak harshly to Hashem. Ve'in derech. There's no way to speak harshly. But in the other end, there is nothing else you can do. You can only speak harshly. Because it's already happening. It's not before the decree. The decree is already happening. As the Rebbe writes, Ve'ein derech elo litvoya me'akodish baruch hu. You can only demand for the daber koshes with the levatik zeruzu. And you can only speak harshly at this point. So even Avram, who's a midaf ave, comes to such a case, like also Avram, avinu shum cheshbeines, he did not make any cheshbeines to himself, any calculations. Benichnas teikev bechol teikev, with all its force, b'mido adrusho, b'oisosho, with the proper measurement at that time, af shehi epech tivoi. It was against his nature. His nature was chesed. But since his nature of chesed was also concentrating in focus with the Ratzon of Hashem, so now he realized that he can't give in to his nature. But rather, ledaber koshes, afilu kalab HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ula yatzil anshei zdoim v'amoro, maybe it's going to save them. And this is what Avraham Avinu did, meaning Avraham Avinu's chesed is not a chesed which is an expression of some type of natural tendency. Is to do in Avraham Avinu v'la merkover, to do what the Rebbe Shter wants. And to do what the Rebbe Shter wants sometimes will require him realizing that the Rebbe Shter is also interested for him to daven on behalf of Zdoim. So he pushed his midas chesed aside and he started speaking harshly. Mitad eni cheshboinas. And as he brings in Ora 27 from the Maimer HaShebolo, which was said on the Rebbe's Nights of the Chasana, that Avram, says the Rafidic Rebbe in the Maimer, imid atzmoi besakone leispalil al anshis doin v'amoyro. He actually put himself in danger, in personal danger, to daven for such people, as he explains in the Maimer, what kind of bad people they were. But he did it, because his chesed was not his. As he brings in Ora 28 from Kuntas Hamayon, that the form of Indus Chesed was the first of the Kusse Ba'ilam, and the Chayin Kish Le'rotzu Orichim Le'vorech Mi'atzvom, and he didn't want to make a brocha, Ichrichom B'teke V'gvuda. He forced them. Forcing. Gvuda, that's not your attitude. It's not my natural attitude. But if I need to use that, which is even not my nature, in order to bring about the Shlichas of Rotzun of Hashem, so this is what I'm going to do. And this is what Avram did. By the way, Nichnas, he put himself to approach Hashem, Ledaber Koshes. The Huva called Zebet Toiro, and all these stories, brother in Teiro, Yeroi Lekolechot Lechot Ibnei Avram. What's the Yeroi? The Rebbe with the Yeroi, the lesson practically. Kesheball, Leodom Indian, and the Galat Solas Nefesh Misol, Begashmi, and Sebeluchni, as if it comes to save a person, a Jew. Whether physically or spiritually, which is lekarev libam shel Yisrael avim shebashamayim, osu lo ilachshev cheshbeinus. You can't start making calculations. If you see that you're going to save a life, tzarich lachasig bezeh bechol koichoi, vegam beoifu shvei pechtivoi. To do everything possible, to get completely involved, and to do even things which is not your nature or opposite of your nature. Af ledaber koshes v'rishtadel b'chol ha'emtzoim ha'efshorim, to knock on the table and to try everything possible, le'milchama, le'pius, v'le'tfila, which is the three attributes of chesed, din rachmim, as it brings in the Ora 29, and to work with every possible faculty to bring about the saving of someone's life. You can't just work with what your tendency is. The main thing is to do. Why do I also have to involve my energy and my strength, and I have to speak harshly and knack? Why can't I just do whatever needs to be done? Avram entered, meaning lehachnis es atzmoi. The diuk of lehachnis means to bring yourself in completely. Beisaskuzu, bekol meusoi, beatzmusoi, beazay muftach lo sheyatzliach vavidosoi. Dafke, in such a way, you're going to be matzliach in yavoida if you brought yourself in into this, like Avram did, bringing himself in to care for the people of Zdoim v'Amoro. But more so to care about another Yid, to bring him and to save his life spiritually and physically, it has to be in a way of lehachnis es atzmoi.